Good morning. This is Grayson Meyer with the 9 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, the police discovered a body last night amidst the Taro region wildfires. Found in the Western Downs region, the body is yet to be identified and cause of death released. The wildfire forced more than 50 people to flee their homes, and further warnings continue to be released this morning as fires worsen. 5 homes are said to be lost so far. Firefighters remain on high alert as temperature and winds remain high. Investigations into whether the fires were deliberately lit continue.
A Brisbane suburb is out of lockdown following a police standoff. Yesterday, Queensland police were called to a Strathpine home at 1:30 a.m. for an alleged disturbance. An emergency declaration was declared at 4 a.m., which was not revoked until the evening. The incident was resolved after a 15-hour negotiation, and a man is currently assisting police with ongoing investigations.
In national news, the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses is protesting today in Geelong ahead of the Geelong Cup. The protest will be held at 11 a.m. outside of the Geelong Racecourse. A number of protests are set to take place over the spring carnival season. Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses says 168 racehorses have died on Australian racetracks over the 2022 and 2023 racing season.
An Australian icon turns 100 today. Invented by Cyril P. Callister in 1923, popular breakfast spread Vegemite has grown to become a household staple for many Australians. Though unpopular upon initial release, Vegemite now produces 20 million jars every year. Longtime Vegemite factory employee Robert Carman says the company is one big family filled with great people.
In international news, new research reveals mitigating greenhouse gases will have a limited effect on preventing ocean warming. Current estimates could lead to collapse of the West Antarctic ice sheet. This melting could be irreversible and increase global sea level by 5.3 meters, affecting ecosystems, coastal communities, and global temperature.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. This is all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.